Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is. My name is Chamon and I'm coming to you from a very calm and meditated place of where I'm at right now. A place where I just want us to focus on God and give Him all the praise He alone deserves. So if you are in a quiet place or if you are not in a quiet place, I want you to take a time to find a very quiet place that you can meditate on God's word. Whatever He has to tell us today through this podcast, I want you to be at a quiet place to listen to His word and meditate after this podcast or after you listen to what God has to say through this message. Before we begin, I just want us to go in prayer and I would just commit this day to God and ask Him for protection and ask Him for wisdom and understanding as we listen to what He has to tell us today. That's bad. Heavenly Father, we come to You today, oh God, asking for Your grace, asking for Your wisdom, we're asking for Your understanding, that You're going to grant us the understanding to be able to understand Your word today, Lord. We are not asking for anything else, but we're asking to see Your face today, oh God. He said, when we come in secret, You will answer us in secret, oh Lord. So we have taken upon ourselves to come in our secret place to meditate upon Your word. And we pray, oh God, that You choose this secret place of ours to meditate on You, that You grant us the wisdom and understanding to understand Your will. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Before I begin, I just want to just tell you guys that I have this daily encouragement book that I usually read every morning. And it's a Walking with Jesus. And Walking with Jesus, I just want to share what I read every day. And today is the 24th. And I just want to read this. And I hope you were listening as you jot note down and stuff like that. So today is the 24th of March, and the topic for today is On Top of Things. You can be confident that no matter what going on around you or in your world, I am on top of it. I see all that happens in the world and in your life. I see every person who walks across your day. I know, I see, I listen, I am. Believe it by me that all things exist. And be secure in knowing nothing escapes my attention. Pray for the concern of the world. And believe You are one with me as my child. You can possess the authority to pray in my name, knowing I will answer. If you put all of your trust in the world around you, but in your own dependable authority, your own shifting merit, or impetuous ability, you have nothing to trust. Without me, you do nothing. And that is the word of God for us this morning. And I'm just going to read what we have to say to God, and I will just be able to give you few scriptures and come up with my one or two thoughts what I think about this. So I read, thank You, Jesus, for being on top of things. You see all that happy in the world, and You see everything in my life. Thank You that You see every person who walks across my days. You know, You listen, You are the great I am. It is by You that all things exist, and I am secure in knowing that nothing escapes Your attention. Thank You for giving me the authority to pray in Your name. It is so wonderful knowing that Your name moves galaxies and shifts the planets of the earth. I do put my trust in things or people around me, or in my own dependable merit and ability. Without you, I can do nothing. I surround my smart independency to become independent on you, Jesus. The old me is dead. I am alive in you now. Thank you, my life in you. Amen, amen, amen. This is just a topic like I said, God is on top of things. If we just give everything to God, He will definitely control it. Which means He is the controller of our life in a good way that we don't know how to control our own pathway. So if we just rely on God, He will do things that is best for our interest in Christ Jesus. So with that being said, I would love to read Colossians 3, verse 3. But I will just read Colossians 3, verse 1 to 4. So it says, and I'm reading from the ASV Bible. It says, if then he were raising together with Christ, seek the things that are above, where Christ is, seated on the right hand of God. Verse 2, set your mind on the things that are above, not on the things that are upon the earth. For he died, you and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall be manifested, then shall he also with him be manifested in glory. Hallelujah. This is simply when it's simply said and simply put together. When Christ was raised, we rose with him. If we set our mind on our heavenly things, so shall it be heavenly. If we set our mind on earthly things, so shall it be earthly. And I'm going to give you a few scriptures that I feel will go along with this topic. A first scripture that I want to point out would be Philippians 4, verse 8. And it says, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things out of good report, if there is any virtues and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. And amen. So, from my understanding, what I get from what I'm reading is that we should learn how to put our trust in God, because He is the great I am. He is the beginning and the end. He's the creator of this universe. He's the creator of our life. We should learn how to trust in Him. We should learn how to believe in every word He says for our life. We should learn how to listen to what He has to say concerning our life. We should learn how to know what He is doing for the betterment for our life. We should sit back and see the glory and the manifestation He's about to turn our life into. And we should be able to glorify His name, because He is the great I am. So this morning, I just want to encourage you. I just want you to take this time as you walk with Jesus. I just want you to know that God is with us. He has always been with us. And whatever you do this morning, as you meditate on the Word of God, March the 24th, I want you to meditate on God and know that He is your God. He been with you. He's the great I am. As the book of Matthew 21, verse 22, that says, and whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. So I just want you to meditate on the Word of God, as the book of Matthew said in the book of Matthew, chapter 21, verse 22. Whatever you ask in prayer to the God Almighty, to our great Father, so shall you receive it if you have faith. So, as you put your feet at work this morning, as you meditate on the Word of God, I want you to put your feet at work and believe that God is on top of things. Things that you think that you've been in control but wasn't working. I want you to just relax and just take a breath back and say, you know what? God is on top of it. I gave it to Him. He's the controller of it. So let me just relax. And I want you this morning to take the time to read your word, read the Bible, read the scriptures that I point out. I point out Colossians chapter 3, verse 3, but I said read chapter 1, verse 4, 3, 1, 4, Colossians. And I point out Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, whatever thing I choose. And I point out Matthew 21, verse 22, whatever you ask in prayer, you shall receive by faith. And also I have Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goes out from my mouth. It shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish what which is purposed, and shall succeed in the things for which I sent it. So God word never return void. So basically, whatever you pray for this morning in your quiet time, whatever you meditate with and talk to God for, His word will never return. Whatever He says He shall do for you, He will. Whatever you pray in Matthew and you believe by faith, you shall receive it. And I just want you to take the time to meditate on these scriptures and ask God, what do you have to say to me this morning? What can I do this morning, March the 24th? What is your word for me today, Lord? I want you to meditate on this and ask God. Just take the time in this moment in time. I want you to just meditate on the word of God. By meditating on the word of God, I want you to know God is God of the heaven, of your life. He's in control of everything. And as you pray, asking God for whatever you have in your heart today, I want you also to seek Him with all of your heart. Not just you going to ask Him for what you want, but seeking Him with all of your heart. And putting Him first in everything that you do, or been doing, or does. Because He is the controller of everything. He is on top of everything. So I want you to let go and let God sustain those holes that has been open. Those holes that have been open for so many long time. Let God cover all of those holes. All those places in your life that has been empty for so long. Let God take control of it. As you meditate on Him this morning, know that He loves you. He cares for you. He came and died for your sake. And that's all you need to know. And you need to worship Him for who He is. Adore Him for who He is. He's the Father and the God of heaven and earth. I want you to take the time and meditate on His word. Meditate on His word day and night. So today, I want you to take the time to meditate on God's word. In the name of Jesus, God is good. Before I leave you, I just want to give you the scriptures from Psalm 68, verse 5. And it read, Father of the fatherless, and the protector of wisdom, is God in his holy habitation. So I want you to know that he is the father of the fatherless. He's your protector. He's the wisdom giver. He's the God. Nobody believes that he can do things, but he is greater than everything. So as you take this time to meditate on him, know he is the provider, the protector, the way maker, your wisdom provider, your wisdom keeper. He is everything that you ever long for in this life. And before I leave you, I would love to leave you with a prayer. As you take the time to meditate on your own, on those scriptures that I gave you. And if you do want me to go back over those scriptures, I gave you Psalm 68 verse 5. I gave you Matthew 21 verse 22. I gave you Philippians 4 verse 8. I also gave you Isaiah 55 verse 11. As you end this podcast, I want you to meditate on the Word of God on your own. And let God be able to show you who he really is and what he's been doing and what he's about to do in your life. In Christ Jesus, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we just want to tell you thank you for today. We thank you for the grace and the protection that you always keep providing and protecting us. That it goes with all your protection and your provision of our life, where will we be today, oh God? We ask, oh God, that you sustain us, oh God. Not only sustaining us, but sustain us to know you and give us that mindset to be able to understand the wisdom of which you have imparted us, the authority you have given us to be able to understand your word, oh Lord. Daddy God, as he said in Matthew chapter 21, verse 22, he said we should pray. And if we do pray, we shall, our prayer will shall be received if we have faith. And Daddy God, we're coming to you by faith today, oh God, and say we do have faith. In our quiet time, we want you to speak to us, oh God. We want you to show us what you really are doing or about to do, oh God. What is your purpose for our life, oh God? We want you to speak to us today, Lord. As each and every one of us depart this day, oh God, that it go, we are not departing from your presence, but we departing in your presence, oh God. And we pray this hour, oh God, that you will give us the wisdom to understand our calling of which you have called us, oh God. And we pray, oh God, we shall go out and proclaim your name to the world. And they shall know that, yes, indeed, we have a great and mighty God. And with this, oh Lord, we tell you thank you. We magnify your name. We praise you. We give you all the glory and all the adoration. Let your name be praised. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. So as I leave in you guys, I just want you guys to take the time to meditate on your own. Meditate on the scriptures that I have given you, and also ask God to show you his ways and what he has plans for your life. And I love you with the love of God. And let us go out and proclaim the word of God to nations out there. Let us go out and speak on the goodness of God. It shouldn't be just us sitting in our house and speaking to our family indoors, but going out to be proud to proclaim the great work of God. And I know God gonna use you mightily, because through this time of our life or through this time of this world, whatever is going on, we know God is moving in the ways that we don't really expect. And you shall be blessed as you go out to proclaim his word. You shall be blessed as you take the time to be bold in the things of God. You shall be blessed as you take the time to meditate on his word, to listen to what he has to say to you. You shall be blessed as you believe that the great God we serve has great things for your life. You shall be blessed as you speak the word of God to nations. And God is going to give you the authority to do so in the name of Jesus. And today I pray that as you go out, may you go out with the wisdom of God. May you go out with the understanding of God. And so shall it be. And I love you. And I'm just here to encourage you to read the Word of God, to meditate on the Word of God. Just be in a quiet place and say, God, I have come to you to meditate on your Word. I've come to be able to understand what you have to say. I just want you to take that time to find a quiet place and just give all the glory that God deserves. And I see you guys and have a wonderful and blessed day. May God bless you and sustain you today. Amen. I love you. Bye.